This is John Lothian with a daily update of commentary and stories from the John Lothian newsletter for December 9th, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off JLN today with the comments and stories from the hits and takes section. The LME in its monthly newsletter reported that Sir Brian Bender, KCB, former LME chairman, has sadly passed away. LME said he steered the LME through a transformative period leading up to and following its acquisition by Hong Kong Exchange Group in 2012. He was a wonderful mentor and a friend to many at the exchange, and he will be greatly missed. FIA Expo is done and FIA Asia V is complete, and the FIA staff is due for a break. Of course, FIA Boca 2022 will be in person and is not that far away, and registration is open, so they still have lots of work to do. I hope they remember how to run a Boca conference. Of course, if you're looking for a conference to attend in the meantime, the Security Traders Association of Chicago 96th Annual Midwinter Meeting 2022 will be held on Wednesday, January 12th, 2022 at the Hilton Chicago on South Michigan Avenue. Contact info@stachicago.org for more information. Yesterday, I mistakenly referred to QuickStrike as QuickStrike when reporting about the different tools the CME Group has on its website. By the way, the difference in the spelling there is there's no C in QuickStrike as opposed to how I spelled it with QuickStrike. I see the error of my ways now. Sam Bankman-Fried was in a suit and tie for his testimony in front of Congress yesterday about cryptocurrency regulation. At FIA Expo, he was in shorts and a t-shirt. What does that say? Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. From Tradeweb Markets 2021 Annual Client Letter. To our clients, partners, and friends, looking back to this time last year, about the only positive thing any of us could say about the year 2020 was that it was nearly behind us. This year, we find ourselves in a far better and more hopeful place. Clearly, the pandemic has not been defeated. In fact, at this moment, we are all processing the potential impact of the latest Omicron variant, but the global vaccine push has nonetheless eased our return to a more familiar rhythm. My comment, get ready for the end of the year recaps. Here they come. Here's a story from the Wall Street Journal. Amazon outage disrupts lives, surprising people about their cloud dependency. When Amazon Web Services was interrupted, some vacuum cleaners, light switches, and cat food dispensers stopped working. Kyle Lerner and his girlfriend sensed something was amiss when they came home Tuesday and found their two Persian Himalayan cats meowing nonstop. Normally, an internet-connected feeding machine dispenses kibble for them at noon, but the feline bowls were empty and clean. The gadget hadn't worked because of an outage at Amazon.com Inc.'s cloud computing unit. My comment, I thought the whole purpose of the cloud was to be reliable and redundant, so we did not have outages. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Crypto and meme stocks rival Afghanistan atop Google's year in search. Meme stocks and cryptocurrencies rivaled major sport and the fallout from the Taliban's rise to power as the biggest search and the news trends for Google in 2021. When searching for news, Google users were mostly interested in Afghanistan, according to the latest annual trending report of Alphabet Inc.'s search giant. The rest of the top places were dominated by Reddit stock favorites such as GameStop Corp and AMC Entertainment Holdings Inc., together with popular crypto coins, Ethereum and Dogecoin. My comment, like I said, here come the end of the year stories. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. From the Wall Street Journal, crypto executives defend industry as Congress considers oversight. Company officials say at hearing that digital assets wouldn't easily be regulated under existing financial rules. Cryptocurrency industry executives appeared before Congress on Wednesday to argue that their technologies hold promise for the future as lawmakers and regulators wrestle with how to bring the more than $2 trillion market under government oversight. The House Financial Services Committee, led by Representative Maxine Waters, Democrat of California, called the hearing in hopes of improving lawmakers' understanding of crypto assets and how the sector fits into existing regulations. While millions of Americans have invested in crypto assets, many experts say the asset class needs clearer rules of the road, which Congress could provide. Here is another story from the Wall Street Journal. COVID spurs biggest rise in life insurance payouts in a century. Death benefits payments jumped 15% last year, biggest increase since the 1918 flu epidemic. The COVID-19 pandemic last year drove the biggest increase in death benefits paid by U.S. life insurers since the 1918 influenza epidemic, an industry trade group said. Death benefit payments rose 15.4% in 2020 to $90.43 billion, mostly due to the pandemic, according to the American Council of Life Insurers. In 1918, payments surged 41%. Here's a press release from CBOE Global Markets. CBOE Global Markets recognized as a certified transparent company. CBOE, now a certified transparent company, trademark, ranks in top 1% for transparency of global public companies. Certification conducted by Transparency Invest. CBOE Global Markets Inc., a leading provider of global market infrastructure and tradable products, is pleased to announce it has received designation as a certified transparent company from Transparency Invest, a company with a mission to accelerate the world's adoption of transparency. Here are the top three most read stories from Wednesday's JLN. Our most read story on Wednesday was CME loses key battle in potentially costly trader lawsuit from Crane Chicago Business. Second was half a billion in Bitcoin lost in the dump from the New Yorker. Third was the CME Group's webpage with its pricing volatility and strategy quick strike tools. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day, and stay safe, and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.